All right. Is John Gordon in the room?
I'm right here.
Great. It is my distinct pleasure to introduce our new chief of the Bureau of Blind Service. We supported John in his efforts to become the chief. We look forward to working with John. Here is John Gordon to introduce himself to our convention.
John?
Let's see. Hello, everybody. You could hear me okay? Okay, well, thank you for inviting me. Thank you for the support. And, well, I've been on the job just a couple weeks. I started on the 16th of January, so I'm assuming I'm still in my honeymoon phase, right? You guys don't throw rocks at me quite yet. Anyway, I think a lot of you, most of you know me. No, okay. Well, my name, of course, is John Gordon. I've been in and around the Bureau of Blind Services for, a long time, about 33 years. I've been in the Randolph-Shepard program, the Business Enterprise Program for the Blind, for most of those years. I have enjoyed a lot of advocacy mostly surrounding the Randolph-Shepard program for a great portion of my life. And, you know, I believe in services for the blind. I will tell you a little bit about what led up to me applying for the position. Actually, my good friend, our good friend, Jan Sherburn is here today. And, God, you could give Jan a hand, right? Anyway, Jan, when she was the assistant bureau chief and worked under the bureau chief for many years, and I think we were all pushing for Jan to have that job as bureau chief, and we scheduled a meeting with the former director, David Hansen, and I think Ed Birmingham, Don Anderson, myself, maybe another person was at that meeting, and you know, we were wondering why it's been, you know, a couple of years and there's been no bureau chief and didn't seem to be any movement on it. And when he said he was putting out a new search for the position and wasn't going to hire anybody who had applied for the job, that's when I decided to put my hat in the ring. You know, I know we have had a lot of shortfalls. We've been without a bureau chief for 2.5 years. Now we have been without an assistant bureau chief for some time. And obviously, if Jan Sherburn was there, it would make my job a lot easier. We have a lot of vacancies. Yeah, I do have a vision for blind services in Illinois, and it's not to be the 15th or 20th in the nation in the way we provide those services to the blind. It's to be number one. We incredibly need a facelift, a new image. And I think one of the big starting points will be at Eichrie Wood. And hopefully it won't only be in the way of cosmetic changes, but it would be in the way services are provided. The name doesn't even reflect blindness anymore, right?
No.
So, you know, I did see recently where a subcommittee of NCSAB has been established to help in that process. We have had meetings, as recent as yesterday, on some of the renovation plans for Eichrie Wood. I'm excited about that. Eichrie Wood is not what it once was. When it was Illinois Visually Handicapped Institute, I think was a pretty good school. I'm a product of that facility. I think probably many of you are. But we are so short on staff, not only at ICRI, but throughout the Bureau. And right now, it's taking, once we find a good candidate, for instance, for to be a mobility instructor, for instance, when they submit their application, it's 9 months before CMS even grades the application. So it's a long, long process. There's also been a problem, and I don't know the history probably as well as Jan does, but there's been a problem with specifications for mobility instructors versus rehabilitation teachers. I have been told that they are virtually the same, which doesn't work. So, you know, I recently extended myself to Mr. Dan Fry. Many of you know Dan. He's the executive director for the commission in New Jersey, and he's really been a big help as far as, you know, offering to send me information on what they are currently using. So, like I say, I've received a lot of support, a lot of support from across the nation, and a lot of people from within the Federation, and I thank all of you for that. So, like I say, we have some problems. We are hiring people. There's not a hiring freeze, even though we have, as Jim said, no budget in Illinois. No budget is preventing us from doing some things. For instance, there's federal grant money that will be used for some of the changes at ICRI Wood, but we have to spend that money first out of Illinois general funds in order to then recoup it from the federal government. So that will delay that process for a while. Anyway, I am really excited. I've had already in the short time I've been here, I think I've had two meetings with our supervisors throughout the state. Gonna have another meeting with them on the 9th of December in Champaign to kind of listen to their concerns and share my vision for blind services. And like I say, I hope a little ways down the line we could be proud of blind services in Illinois and the services that we are able to provide. I know I am limited on time, and you know, I have to tell you, I have not yet perfected, because like many of you, I've worked around the state and federal government for so many years. I always thought it was artistic the way I could ask them a question and they could give me an answer that stretched out 5 or 6 minutes that said virtually nothing and then didn't allow time for any follow-up questions. Like I say, I haven't perfected that yet, but I'm sure I will in the future. Anyway, it really has, honestly, just in 2 weeks, I can't tell you how many meetings I've been to, how many conference calls I've been on. I'm kind of splitting my time right now between the James R. Thompson Center and ICRI Wood, a little more at Thompson Center, but you know, the Thompson Center is not really a great facility for BBS. If I was to have meetings in there with some of you, it is not the most accessible facility. And not to mention, there's a huge security barrier at the ground level, which really prevents access. So, you know, again, you know, you guys have seen the same news information I have. The governor is thinking of selling that building. Where we will end up, I have no idea. But it's not the best place for the Bureau of Blind Services. There's only two of us up there, myself and my administrative assistant, Tony Grimes. So again, and I want to spend a couple days a week at ICRI Wood to also support Derek Phillips and what Derek is trying to accomplish there. Like I say, you know, there's a lot of empty offices. You guys probably know that rehabilitation services is occupying a big portion of that building. Not blind services, rehab. And for some of you who went there years ago, like me, some 30-something years ago, you probably remember there were two dorms. There's not. Did you guys know there's not two dorms anymore? Yeah, there's only one dorm now. So the other dorm is being occupied by rehabilitation. So anyway, hopefully we could change that. We're trying to adapt the facility so we could have accommodations for the deaf-blind. We have I know, at least one, if not two, deaf-blind people there right now. And because it's really not suited for deaf-blind students, they feel somewhat isolated. I saw an email that I received yesterday. And just having some of those feelings, not social activities in the evening that they could easily participate in, amongst a whole lot of other things. The Helen Keller Institute came in and did, excuse me, a real good evaluation of the property and came up with a lot of suggestions that would cost the state of Illinois about $40 million if we were to implement all of them. But they really did give us some really good information. Anyway, you guys, that's what I have for today. I don't know if there's any
questions, John?
I was going to say, we're running behind time just a little bit, but I know that we've been waiting a long time for this, so we can take one or two questions.
I have a question.
Hi, I have a question. Who did you contact at the Helen Keller Center in order to get them out to you guys? And do you still have their contact information?
I could surely get you the information, but the evaluation was actually done before I got there.
Okay.
So I could get the information to Denise, who could pass that on to you.
That would be great.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Kathy, I'm going to come over to you because you're on my way to David.
Thank you very much. John, congratulations on your new position.
Thank you.
I'm Kathy Randall, past president of the NFB of Illinois. And we are advocating to help a student attend Blind Incorporated in Minneapolis next summer, and we'd like to go through the Bureau of Blind Services to help us do this. So just hope we can get plenty of help in getting this accomplished.
Yeah, if I could answer that, I know it really wasn't a question. It was probably more of a statement. But here's what I would tell you, and you know, this question has came up multiple times, even during the interview process, because people asked me how I felt, what my position is on sending people to out-of-state schools. And here's how I feel about it. I feel, and I have to tell you guys, and hands off, kudos to you guys, because I will tell you that within Blind Services, the short amount of time I've been here, a lot of people, especially teachers, talk really highly about the schools that you guys operate. You know, it's really good. Go ahead, you could clap. Anyway, just to follow up with your question. So, you know, I think if there is services that are being provided outside of the state of Illinois that can make somebody more independent, more employable, you know, I think we should recommend that we do that. So I guess I would tell you this. I don't hear about everything, but if and when this particular case happens, obviously that's going to be done in one of the regions with the supervisor, you know, please let me know about it also, you know? Just so I could follow up. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to...
Sure.